Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Marion City Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, with the springtime coming up, people got to get out and walk Kansas is one of those things, so I'll let you get right into it.
Yes, it's hard to believe, but Walk Kansas has been around 25 years. We are celebrating our 25th year of this program. It's been one of our most popular extension programs year after year. And if you haven't heard of Walk Kansas, I'll talk a little bit about what it is today. It's an 8-week healthy lifestyle challenge. So it runs March 30th through May 24th. Registration is open until April 4th. So there's still plenty of time to sign up. And you can do Walk Kansas either individually or as a team. If you want to do a team, teams are anywhere from 4 to 6 people. So sometimes people like to form teams with their neighbors or their friends or their church groups. Not everyone on your team has to live in the same place. We've had team members that are in other states. So Walk Kansas, the beauty of it is that it's so flexible. It can really work for everyone, depending on whatever your situation is. But it is an 8-week program. It encourages people to exercise and live healthy, keeping track of either their exercise minutes or their steps. And we have a website that you create an account and you can go on and log your exercise each week. And there's different challenges. So depending on what challenge you pick or your team picks, you can see your progress on the map of Kansas, how far you've gone, and how much further you have to go. We recommend 150 minutes of activity a week, and broken down over 7 days, you know, it's really not that hard to attain, especially as the weather is getting warmer and we're outside trying to exercise more. So, you know, really we urge people to make a goal to exercise 20 to 30 minutes a day, something that a lot of us maybe already do or strive to do already, but not something that's so unreachable that it seems intimidating. You know, 20 to 30 minutes is something that I think we can all get behind and feel comfortable setting that goal. Each year we focus on different things. This year we're going to focus on the prevention and management of diabetes. So every week there'll be a newsletter that goes out to participants via email where we highlight a little bit more about diabetes. Even if you don't have it, you may have someone that you know that has it, or you may be pre-diabetic. It's one of those things that is, you know, affects a lot of us. And so it's great to learn more about it. So as I mentioned, there's different challenges. We have the 8 Wonders of Kansas Challenge, where your team tries to get to different landmarks virtually across Kansas. You can follow Route 56. You can do a cross-country route that goes from Troy up in northeast Kansas down to Elkhart, down in southwest Kansas. You know, it's fun for everyone to not only set a goal, but see how you're doing on the map. If you're on a team, you know, you can encourage each other. We have the weekly newsletters. The cost is $10 a person, and that mainly just goes to covering our tracking system fees. You can order a t-shirt. Those will be online, and when you sign up for the program, you'll see where if you are interested in getting a t-shirt, you can do that. So to sign up, you can go to walkkansas.org and sign up online, or if you're not an internet user, you can come by either our Mound City office or our Paola office, and we'll have paper sign up forms and we can get you signed up that way. So we're excited. Again, register by April 4th. The program runs March 30th to May 24th.
very important to get out and get walking, and a very fun event to take part in. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.